This is J. Lewis Mills, and you are about to be put on the level with J. Lewis Mills. Whether it's truth, controversy, good news, or bad. If it offends you, I'm sorry. If you agree, that's great. We talk about it all here because everything needs to be put on the level. Come in and join the conversation. I promise you'll be glad you did. You are with me, J. Lewis Mills, for On the Level with J. Lewis Mills. Thank you all very kindly for joining me this evening. We got ourselves a bit of a show this week. This has to be one of the, actually, this is the show that I've received the most attention on. I received Facebook messages from people asking me not to do this show. Sorry, I'm still doing it. I received emails from people, from a person. I don't want to keep saying people. One person sent me a Facebook message, and one person sent me an email asking me not to do the show that I'm going to do tonight. So here's the deal. Let me just give you a little bit of backstory, and then we'll get right into it. Not too long ago, I received a message via social media that said, I need to Google the name Amanda Trujillo. It might be a good show for you to have. So I said, okay, you know, I'm into good shows. Let me Google and find out. So I Google. And, you know, first a news article or a blog article comes up that somebody wrote. And then some videos came up. The situation was a nurse in the state of Arizona by the name of Amanda Trujillo. She ended up getting her license revoked, her nursing license revoked. Now, we're going to get into exactly what happened. I'm not a judge. I'm not a jury. I'm not here to say whether the situation was right or wrong. But here's the thing. Initially, my show was supposed to be about having Amanda come on and give her side of the story. And she agreed to that. By the way, I'll tell you, I still haven't decided whether or not I'm going to post on my show page the actual conversation that Amanda and I had for you to just really understand where and how this went south. But I initially contacted her, told her, hi, I'm J. Lewis Mills, VBS Radio, On the Level. Have a show. I looked you up on the internet. I would like for you to come on my show and tell your side of the story. Exactly what I said. She responded. I don't remember exactly what she said, but I do remember she said, it's not just my story, it's everyone's story. Okay, if it's everyone's story, let's go ahead and tell it. So she said, you know, she said she, at first she agreed to come on my show, and then I didn't hear from her for a while. And I sent her another email, and she was telling me about how she got a job and she can still come on my show because I do my show on a Wednesday night. And I sent her a message that said, now, you know, I'm going to have to ask you some pretty hard questions, but I would like for you to answer them. You know, people need to hear what you have to say. Wow. All of a sudden, I got accused of gaslighting, and the way that whole thing came up, she texted me. She said in the message, do you know what gaslighting is? I didn't know what the hell gaslighting was, but just to keep the conversation going, I said yes. And while we were in our conversation, I had to text somebody else, hey, what does gaslighting mean? And when they came back and told me, I was like, I don't know what this chick is talking about, and clearly neither does she. So I got called cruel. I got called inhumane. I got told God was going to deal with me and God was going to take care of Amanda. Okay, I understand. But that's not where it stopped. Amanda thought it was in her best interest to go on her Facebook page and write this whole long narrative about me and my show and how the media was trying to drag her back down and how the media was trying to ruin her life again. That's not true. That's nowhere near true. Again, let me remind you, my show was supposed to be Amanda coming on defending herself. Once I told Amanda I had hard questions to ask her, Amanda chose not to come on my show. But Amanda chose to go to Facebook and start talking a whole bunch of gossip. Let me just catch you up, and then I'm going to introduce my guest. Let me catch you up to just yesterday. Yesterday, I put on my Facebook page, and I don't have it in front of me, I put on my Facebook page something to the effect of, this is for all my high school friends and eighth grade friends that, this is for my high school friends and my friends from eighth grade. Tomorrow I'm going to be doing a show about somebody that we know mutually. And then I kept on talking. Never freaking once did I mention Amanda Trujillo's name in my message on Facebook yesterday. Not once. Guess what Amanda did? Yep, you're right. She went to Facebook. The first message that she put on Facebook yesterday was she needs help finding an attorney to stop my show from happening. I'm going to ruin her life. I'm paraphrasing again. But that wasn't enough. Amanda thought that it was in her best interest to post something on her Facebook page that says to all my high school friends, grade school friends, nursing co-workers, or whatever she said. And she puts this whole long narrative, another one of her woe is me posts that she put. If you ask me personally, Amanda knows what I'm going to talk about tonight. So Amanda was trying in her best to get people not to listen to my show. But, and I really have a good feeling Amanda's listening right now. So let me just say this. Ms. Trujillo, thank you for the free promotion you gave me. Thank you for your posts that brought people to my show tonight to hear, well, what the hell does he have to say? Well, I'm done talking for a minute because I have a nursing professional from the healthcare industry. Now, because this subject matter is as sensitive as it is, my guest is going to be anonymous. My guest is going to be anonymous because my guest still works in the healthcare industry. My guest is going to be anonymous because I, unlike some people, know what it means to have privacy and security. So, without any further ado, I would like to introduce my guest tonight. Guest, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. First of all, thank you very kindly for coming on my show. I greatly appreciate you coming on to help in some way educate my listeners.
You're welcome. I'm happy to.
Let's just get to the first question. You read the information from the Arizona Board of Nursing. In your opinion, as an industry professional, where did this case go wrong?
Well, I think there were three very specific points that were brought up, and this seemed to happen in stages. So the first one was a violation of HIPAA. and that is a federal law that essentially protects patient privacy.
Okay.
And there was a considerable violation of that based on information that was provided via social media about the patient's care and the patient's case. Now, while there may not have been the patient's name, the patient's date of birth, things that are very identifying about the patient, when you provide information that gives very specific details that can kind of clue people in, if they knew about the case, that can lead them to the identification of the patient,
yes,
that is something in the healthcare industry you are not allowed to do. The second violation came with the essentially one of the major sins of nursing, which is operating outside of the scope of practice.
Okay.
And in this case, this was the issue of actually writing a physician order without an order from the physician. Nurses can take verbal orders from physicians. They can take phone orders from a physician, but they have to actually receive that information. And then legally, they're allowed to write that order for that doctor, say if the doctor's not in the facility. However, when you go and you determine to write an order on your own, you are now practicing medicine, and you are not practicing nursing. So this is a red flag, so to say.
Okay.
The third issue comes up where there is information provided to a patient that goes above and beyond, again, the scope of a nurse. Nurses often do education for their patients. It's actually a cornerstone of the profession of nursing. Mm-hmm. But we have to know where our limits are in terms of what our education level is. So there was an excessive amount of information that was provided to a patient without the, I guess, oversight of a physician, and then also at the same time, really without the overall knowledge of the patient as to where and why this information was being given to them. So with those three things, the process then moves forward with the Board of Nursing once these complaints are filed and the Department of Nursing for Arizona, then the Board of Nursing has to follow through.
Okay. So, and we're not, right now I am not speaking specifically about Amanda Trujillo. My question to you right now is just a general question for nurses. If a nurse feels as though something is going on at the hospital that he or she does not believe should be happening, what are the, for lack of a better word, what are the protocol steps that a person takes when they feel something is going wrong at this hospital and nobody at this hospital is listening to what I'm saying?
Sure. Now, that's a really good question, because this is something that nurses in every field of nursing go through, whether you're at a hospital or whether you're at a care facility, for example. So a nurse is there to be an advocate for the patient, and a nurse,
yes,
is there to protect the patient. They're there to really be the last stop before anything happens to a patient. And if a nurse does not agree with a plan of care from a physician, whether they don't like what's being done for the patient or whether they feel something should be done for a patient that's not happening, they can immediately go to their nursing supervisor. They can go then to the board of the hospital, the medical staff. If they don't get anywhere there, which is essentially just a walk down the hall to have a meeting with someone that they may be familiar with, if they're not getting the response that they feel is really appropriate, there are multiple other levels well above the hospital that nurses can go through. So a nurse could go to the board of nursing for their state, which is often because there are a lot of nurse experts in that field that can then be brought in to assist with that. But even more so, if you have a specific complaint about a physician or a physician's lack of care for a patient, you can go to the medical board of that state. You can also go to ethics committees that work within that state, and even more so on a higher level, even above that, physicians are, and hospitals are always regulated by federal agencies such as the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, and they actually do take complaints and do investigations about physicians. So the options for seeking help outside of the nurse's initial hospital area are very, very large in a sense.
Okay. Now, getting back specifically to this case, after the complaint was made by the hospital to the Arizona Board of Nursing, Ms. Trujillo went into a consent agreement with the Arizona Board of Nursing. That's a fair statement, right?
Correct.
Okay. Not all of the stipulations, but three of the major stipulations of said consent agreement were 6 months of psychotherapy with 2 months with two sessions each month, and the treating professional had to contact the board and let them know the progress. There was ethics counseling that was also a stipulation, 3 months of that twice a month as well. The treating professional had to stay in communication and let the board of the progress. No more on social media. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I believe that's correct.
Okay. So, in the end, Ms. Trujillo ended up losing her license. Her license ended up being revoked. Now, again, in your professional opinion, was Ms. Trujillo's license revoked because of what she did, or was Ms. Trujillo's license revoked for something else?
After reading through the Board of Nursing's documents, it seems very clear to me that the revocation of the license was actually the final step in the process, and this was a secondary action. When the consent agreement was first arranged, the license was just put into, essentially she was just on, probation. She couldn't, necessarily go through as it would come up on the Board of Nursing to just say that, her license right now is kind of in a state of limbo. She's being looked at by the Department of Nursing. However, when the portions of the consent agreement were not being met, which is taking the ethics classes and going to the counselor and the issues with social media, when those things were not met, the board essentially doesn't have the opportunity then to say, okay, you didn't do what you're supposed to do, so we'll just forget about the whole thing. They have to move to the next part. This step with the consent agreement gives the nurse the opportunity to go and improve whatever issues they were having. If the board felt these were ethics issues, you take an ethics class so that then they can come back and they can say they feel that the nurse was rehabilitated and that the issues that they were having before as to why they were having problems with their license, they are now able to practice appropriately. However, when those conditions weren't met and the classes weren't taken, the board then has to revoke the license, and they really don't have any other option because the agreement that they had with her was now void.
Okay. And it was void because the classes weren't taken, the social media posts continued, and those were the stipulations of the consent agreement that classes are taken and posting stop.
Correct.
Okay. My very last question for you, and again, thank you very much for taking the time. I know you're very busy, but my very last question for you is, do you have any advice for any current working nurses that find themselves in a situation and they have no one to talk to?
Absolutely. There are often times nurses are well-educated people. They go through rigorous training and rigorous programs in order to be licensed, not just certified, but licensed by the state that they work in to appropriately take care of patients. And through that and through years of experience, nurses learn through their department, and therefore they're able to make those judgments to say when they feel something is not appropriate. So if the nurse is not being heard by their manager, we always say in the healthcare industry, you follow your chain of command. So if the manager is not hearing you, the director, the chief nursing officer of the hospital, the chief medical officer of the hospital is not hearing you, the next step would be to go to the board of nursing again, as I stated before, or even to the medical board for that state, which physicians are accountable to as well. And it's really, really important to never feel like you need to operate outside of your scope of practice. You always need to move higher and higher up the ladder because there is always another outlet and there's always another place to go. If you feel strongly enough about it, you have to be diligent and take the time to go through that process. Because as soon as you operate outside of the scope of practice, the focus is in a completely different area. And now the concern is on the nurse who chose to take that action into their own hands, per se, when it really was not appropriate to do so in the first place.
Okay. Well, there you have it, people. Those are just the facts. This is an industry professional. Those are just the facts. Ma'am, I thank you very kindly for being here, answering my questions. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate this. I have no more questions for you. If you had something else to add, great. If not, I would just like to say have a good evening and thank you very, very kindly once again for coming on my show.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now, we got the facts out the way. You heard what she said. Ms. Trujillo did not lose her license because of the infractions that she caused. One being writing an order that nurses are not allowed to write orders for consults, which is specifically what Ms. Trujillo did. Two, which I don't know, you asked me personally, this is enough to get your license taken, but it's not an industry that I'm in, so I can't say anything about it. Two, writing an order using a physician's name. Now, you might say, well, Jay Lewis, the order wasn't anything. It wasn't like she wrote an order for this patient to have surgery. It's not like she wrote an order and some type of physical harm came to the patient. I don't care. It is outside of the scope of your job. Look, I just worked on a medical show. I didn't really work in the medical industry. But good God Almighty, I have to tell you, I have enough common sense to know I cannot, if I'm working in the medical industry, I cannot write an order and put it under a doctor's name. Anybody. Well, I shouldn't say anybody, but clearly I shouldn't say anybody, but most people would understand that is something you just do not do. You don't write an order under somebody. You don't do anything under somebody else's name. And then also, you know, again, I was on a medical show, wasn't really in the medical industry, but common sense does lead me to understand if I'm going through some type of an investigation, if I am on probation, it's probably not in my best interest to continue doing what I signed. Now, let's just stop there and let's kind of back up for a minute. You sign a consent agreement admitting that the things that you did were out of the scope of your license. You signed a consent agreement agreeing not to do something, which is write on social media about this case. But you go and do it anyway. Okay, here's my question. And let me remind you all. I asked Amanda Trujillo to come on my show. I asked her to do that. At first she said yes, and then she said no when I told her I was going to be asking her hard questions. But let's just back up to this whole consent agreement. You want to sign a consent agreement agreeing to have your license put on probation. But then you want to get on social media talking about the case. You agreed not to do that, but yet you go and do it. And then a little bit later on, you think it's in your best interest to put a post on your Facebook page that said, let me see if I can actually find it. I want to read this word for word. Let me see. I'm trying to find it. I want to read it word for word. Okay, here it is. This is a post that was actually on her Facebook page while she's going through this probation. And I quote, "Share this if you know someone who deserves a smack in the face with a shovel. 4 exclamation points, 3 periods, and then an actual name, Nikki Austin, at the State Board of Nursing." End quote. Really? Really? You think it's okay to, look, anybody can say, oh, that's not a big deal. Really? Nikki Austin works at the State Board of Nursing. The Arizona Board of Nursing is who Ms. Trujillo has the consent form with. So you think that that's okay? You really think that's okay? Because I don't. Matter of fact, I know it's not okay. You can't say things like that. And then, you know, Amanda stated that she has a First Amendment right and denied that this post was harassment or bullying. How is that not harassment? There were other posts off of her Facebook page that were read or that the governing body actually read, not the governing body, but the evidentiary committee. There was a woman by the name of Valerie Smith. She is a consultant to, I believe, the executive director of the Arizona Board of Nursing. She's the one that conducted the investigation after, because what happened was Amanda had more than once to provide a name of a board-approved psychologist, and she was supposed to take ethics classes at the Lincoln Center of Applied Ethics. Didn't do either one of those. Now, this is the part that gets me personally. Anybody that knows me, anybody that has read my story, knows that before I got cast on the show Heartbeat, for 18 months on and off, I was homeless. Okay? I didn't have a place to live. I didn't have shit for people to turn to. Because at that time, J. Lewis Mills couldn't do shit for anybody. So nobody could do shit for J. Lewis Mills. I had to go to auditions and hide my suitcase in the bushes, or hide it somewhere close to where the audition was, so I wasn't embarrassing myself walking into an audition with a suitcase. I showed up to work on set with my suitcase because I didn't have anywhere to put it, because I was going to be on set for hours. So I just made it look like I was carrying wardrobe clothes. Just another, you know, I was just bringing different wardrobe. So don't tell me anything about her reasoning was, Ms. Trujillo's reasoning was, she can't find a job in nursing because of the Arizona Board of Nursing's investigation and their consent agreement. So I can't afford to pay for psychotherapy classes. Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that? It's not my fault. It's not the Arizona Board of Nursing's fault. That's your fault. Because you decided to do, well, there were more than three things. Some of the things that, some of the stipulations were thrown out of the consent agreement, but those three stuck: the psychotherapy, the ethics counseling, and not posting about this patient or the patient's case on your social media. So basically, what I'm telling you people, all Amanda Trujillo had to do was go through her ethics counseling classes, go to her psychotherapy classes, as well as stop posting on social media. But she did not do that. Now, during this whole probation, after the consent agreement is signed, this is something else that was written by Miss Amanda Trujillo. And I quote, "I have said this before, and I will say it again until the day I die, and I will not waver from it. I did not do anything wrong with that patient." And then she proceeded to reveal the name of the facility, the exact date and time of her assessment of the patient, the patient's diagnosis, and the care she rendered. That's all confidential information. It's all confidential. But you want to write, "I did not do anything wrong with that patient." Okay, question number one. If you feel like you did not do anything wrong with that patient when it came to signing the consent agreement, why didn't you say it then? Why are you telling the Arizona Board of Nursing that you didn't take the psychotherapy classes because you can't afford them? The Arizona Board of Nursing sent Amanda Trujillo an email, as well as her and other nurses that had to take the ethics counseling class. Arizona Board of Nursing sent her an email letting her know that Arizona State University was giving a free four-day class, free four-day ethics class that was approved by the Arizona Board of Nursing. It's free! And it's 4 days. Oh, well, you know, I can't do it because I have a part-time job and I only work 32 hours a week and I can't take time off of my job. Let me ask you again, Miss Lady, whose fault is that? You would not be in this position had you not worked outside the scope of your very license. Whose fault is that? Again, not mine, not the Arizona Board of Nursing, not Nikki Austin, who you want to smack in the face with a shovel, not Valerie Smith, the one that lets you know, look, Arizona Board of Nursing is aware of this post that you wrote about Nikki Austin. But it's my First Amendment right. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm sorry. No, ma'am. If you want to talk about rights, what about the rights of the patient? What about the rights of the patient? What about the fact that you were told specifically, stop going on your social media, and you kept doing it? And I mean, I guess I have to give Ms. Trujillo the respect that she stays consistent, because she even went on her social media talking about me. Just because I wanted to do this show, she wants to try and make it seem like I'm doing something wrong. She wants to make it seem like I'm slandering her. No, ma'am, I'm not doing that. All I'm doing is telling the truth that you refuse to tell. Now, yes, I did find out that Ms. Trujillo is trying to publish a book. And yes, I am fully aware that if Ms. Trujillo were to take this said book to any reputable publisher, they would do a little bit of research, maybe even more research than I did. And they would find out, if we decide to publish this book, this shit's got to go under fiction. This isn't a damn memoir. This isn't a biography. This is fiction. We wouldn't even be having this conversation. But Ms. Trujillo would not comply. So here's the thing, people. When I find out, when I hear somebody is, when I hear somebody is playing the victim role, oh, they're doing this. Oh, they're doing that. There was a post on Ms. Trujillo's Facebook page that said, I can't find a job in nursing. Every time I go and interview for a job, they grill me about my past, and then I don't get hired. Really, dude? You're on probation. Do you really think another hospital, another healthcare facility, private or public, is going to hire you? You're on probation. What kind of sense does that make? I can't find a job because of your investigation and because of your consent agreement, so I can't pay for psychotherapy. Look, listen, it might be two kind of total different things, but I'm not scared to admit it. There was a time that I was in jail. And in order to get out of jail, I had to agree to be on probation. Now, I had to go, I swear to God, it was the dumbest shit, but I had to go to anger management classes and, I don't know, some other kind of coping class. Had I not done that, my probation would have been revoked and I would have had to go back to jail and serve out the rest of the time that I was supposed to have. That's the whole thing of probation. If you don't comply, shit gets revoked. You sign a consent form for your license to be put on probation, but then you want to basically, in a proverbial way, flip the finger to the Arizona Board of Nursing? You want to tell them, oh, well, I don't have any money. I can't pay for the classes. I can't go to the free classes that you all are offering me because I have to work. So, you know what? It's not my fault. It's you all's fault. Okay. Cool. Fine. We got you. You couldn't comply. Here you go. Clank, clank. No more license. What else did you expect to happen? There's nothing else that could have happened. So I'm just trying to drive this point home, because even on Ms. Trujillo's Facebook page, I saw somebody write, and I don't know if they're listening or not, but I saw somebody write, we should call into the show and blast him. I haven't gotten one phone call yet. And then somebody wants to write on there, it would be funny if somebody dug up information from his past and exposed him. In the immortal words of Bernie Mac, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. Anybody, anywhere, listen to me clearly. Anybody, any fucking where that can get on the internet, that can get on anywhere and find something about J. Lewis Mills that you think I would shy away from talking about, or you think that I would lie about, you contact me. My email address is jlewis.mills@outlook.com. You contact BBS Radio. You let them know, and I'll have you on my fucking show. I will have you on my show, and you can confront me, and I will answer questions. I ain't scared of you. It'll be funny if somebody were to look into his past and find something that he doesn't want people to know about and expose him. Go right ahead. Go ahead and try. I double damn dog dare you. Try it, because you're not going to find anything. I'm not saying I haven't dug any dirt. I'm not saying I'm perfect, because I am not. But I will kind of just throw this in there. I was kind of on an NBC TV show. TV shows do background checks on people. If I had something, you wouldn't have seen me playing Forrester Marcus. So that's even more reason why I say, in the immortal words of Bernie Mac, I ain't scared of you motherfuckers. You just don't understand. I still haven't gotten any phone calls either. So all I'm trying to say is, look, there are real victims and there are fake victims. There are real victims that go through real shit and go through real problems. And then there's somebody like Ms. Trujillo that, in my opinion, this is not the Arizona Board of Nursing saying this. This is J. Lewis Mills saying this. In my opinion, Ms. Trujillo just basically said, I'm going to show you I don't have to do what you say. Because I don't think I did anything wrong. So let me lie to your face and then let me talk shit on my social media. I'm sorry. Again, as my intro said, some of this might offend you. But that's some cowardly shit right there. You sitting in somebody's face about to sign a consent order. You have more chance than a little bit to say, look, this is some bullshit. I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm not going to waver from this. I did not do anything wrong with that patient. But did Ms. Trujillo say that when she had the chance? Absolutely not. What did Ms. Trujillo do? She agreed. She agreed to having her license put on probation. She agreed to the stipulations. Why are you going to agree to stipulations you know you're not going to do? There was a meeting, and the meeting that Ms. Trujillo had with Valerie Smith when she let her know the Arizona Board of Nursing saw or was aware of the post that she wrote of Nikki Austin. After that meeting, Amanda Trujillo goes home and starts writing on her blog again about the patient. Oh, and by the way, her blog is called Nurse Interrupted. You goddamn right that's a Nurse Interrupted. You goddamn right that's a Nurse Interrupted. That's a nurse that should have been interrupted. Because see, in my opinion, as I was talking to somebody that's in the medical industry, one of the number one trusted professions in this country is nursing. People trust what a nurse says. People trust when a nurse has something to say. So let me just ask all the listeners, supporters and non-supporters of this issue. Just imagine somebody giving your family member 100 pieces of literature, 100 pages, not pieces, 100 pages of literature to quote unquote educate themselves on their disease. 100 pages. What? Why? So you just imagine somebody did that to your family member. Now, even though this patient had a particular disease, this patient was not scheduled for any surgical procedure, or was not scheduled for a surgical procedure in this part of the body, was not scheduled for any type of an evaluation. Nobody talked to this patient about signing up for any type of an evaluation. Nobody spoke to this patient about having any type of surgery. The records even said, or the patient's record even said, patient was not scheduled. But when Amanda Trujillo was asked about it, asked about why she, see, the first order that she wrote was that she was going to bridge the patient over for a consult with the hepatologist to see if this patient was okay for hospice care as an alternative to liver surgery. That's something a doctor does. That's not something a nurse does, and even in the first place. But when you go outside of the scope of what you are doing, what you are supposed to do, to write two orders. No, not to write, but to, well, I guess essentially to write two orders. One, basically on your own. Second, using a doctor's name and then going revealing information about the patient. You know, as the expert said, just because you don't use the person's name, that doesn't mean people can't figure out who it is. And let me just be a little more clear. I received 20 pages of documents from the Arizona Board of Nursing. Initially, I was going to basically just get on and read everything word for word. But that would have been boring. And that's not me. That's me going out of my lane. So I'm going to stay in my lane. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to scan each and every page that I received from the Arizona Board of Nursing. And I'm going to put it up on my show page. You can read it for yourself. So you know I'm not lying, because I know as soon as this show is over, I have a pretty good suspicion that I'm going to be talked about on somebody's Facebook page. And I'll just say it again. Thank you very much for the promotion. Amanda Trujillo, in my opinion, from everything that I have read from the Arizona Board of Nursing, as well as her trying to also come after me in the same way, it seems to me Amanda Trujillo didn't want people to listen to this show because she knew what I was going to say. I don't know how anybody can defend somebody signing a consent agreement and then not complying with it and then wants to come with some bullshit blog. See, I know a lot of important people are listening and I tried my best not to cuss, but again, I'm staying in my lane, okay? Come up with some bullshit blog called Nurse Interrupted. Like somebody did something bad to you. I'll say it again. You goddamn right. I'm glad you were interrupted. Now, as I said before, when I first was going to do this show, it was supposed to be a show because I hadn't done my research. I was like everybody else. I just believed that there's no way Ms. Trujillo could have done I just wanted to know what happened. It's not that I didn't believe or I did believe. I just wanted her opinion of what happened. She's the one it happened to. You come on. Let me hear what you have to say. But the only reason I'm doing this, the only reason I decided to continue to do this show, I mean, what type of integrity would I have? If I was doing a show to defend somebody and then I was like, oh, wait a minute. Wait, what? Wait, she did what? How many times? And she had how many times to get her license back? Oh, no. I'm sorry, no. This shit got to be put on the level. And in one of her responses, I believe it was the response. And again, you know, because I'm kind of paraphrasing, I'm going to post the information that I got from the Arizona Board of Nursing. Now, there is one specific letter that I am going to read to you before the show is over. So there is a letter that I'm going to read to you that Ms. Trujillo did end up getting. And maybe this will wrap it all up. Maybe after I read this letter, maybe you all will better understand. This is not a victim we're talking about. This is not somebody that needs to be writing a book called Nurse Interrupted. This is not somebody that should be on a blog called Nurse Interrupted. This is not somebody that should be, look, listen, you can tell me I'm taking this to a personal level if you want to. Damn it. Okay, I'll admit it. not really, but okay, I'll still admit it just for argument's sake. But I have a problem. And my problem is, when I see a post that you wrote talking about how you can't find a job, how you can't pay your bills, how you don't want to be homeless, but then several hours later, you post something else with you at, boy, I'm trying not to cuss. You post another Facebook message with yourself at the Sephora makeup store, talking about you needed to get out and lift your self-esteem, you needed to shop, putting several different color or shades of makeup on your hand, posting a picture, okay guys, which one of these goes best with my complexion? The fuck is your problem? One of the things that was said, and you again will read it when I post this. One of the opinions. One of the opinions of the main person that was investigating Ms. Trujillo was, Ms. Trujillo lacks insight and accountability. Yeah, she does. Because, and I can even speak to that personally. If I can put a post on Facebook and I don't even mention your fucking name, and then you get on Facebook, Einstein, you just told everybody who the fuck I was talking about. Thank you very much. It's like, I don't want to say how dense can you be, because I'm not trying to be that unprofessional. But damn it, how dense can you be? I didn't even mention your name, Amanda. And again, I got a very sneaky suspicion Ms. Trujillo is listening to my show right now. And the only reason I have this suspicion is because she talks so much about it, there's no way in the world she can't not be listening. Or she probably has some little minion listening for her. So somebody that's in her little circle, y'all need to get to this woman and tell her, you got to sit down and stop. You got to stop. That's all there is to it. You have to stop. Okay. So, I said I was going to read a letter that Ms. Trujillo received from the Arizona Board of Nursing. Here's that letter. September 5th, 2014. Remember that date. Read the reason for the letter. Cease and desist letter. Dear Ms. Trujillo, as you are aware, your nursing license was revoked by the Arizona State Board of Nursing effective May 2nd, 2014. The Board of Nursing has received complaints alleging that you are continuing to represent to the public that you are a registered nurse and or nurse. Information provided to the board included a recent copy of your LinkedIn profile that has been sent to and received by others. Sent to and received by others. The receipt and review of your LinkedIn profile identifies that you are currently employed or representing yourself as a registered nurse as follows. Illuminations, nurse navigation and educator, March 2012 to present, 2 years, 7 months. Integrated Healthcare RN, 2012 to present, 2 years. Volunteer RN contributor, answer questions from healthcare consumers. Pursuant to ARS code 32-1636A, only a person who holds a valid current license to practice registered nursing in this state or in a party state pursuant to Section 32-1668 may use the title nurse, registered nurse, graduate nurse, or professional nurse, or the abbreviation RN. Pursuant to ARS Code 32-1666A12, it is unlawful. It is unlawful for a person who is not licensed or certified under this chapter to practice or offer to practice as a registered nurse practitioner, or clinical nurse specialist in this state. Represent or use any title, abbreviation, letters, figures, sign, card, or device to indicate that the person or any other person is a registered nurse, graduate nurse, professional nurse, nurse practitioner, clinical nurse specialist, or practical nurse. Pursuant to ARS Code 32-16672, a person is guilty of a Class 6 felony who engages in any conduct prohibited in Section 32-1666. Pursuant to ARS Code 32-1606A4, the board may refer criminal violations of this chapter to the appropriate law enforcement agency. The Arizona Board of Nursing demands that you immediately cease and desist representing yourself in your potential. Wait. Sorry, let me go back and read that. The Arizona Board of Nursing demands that you immediately cease and desist representing yourself in any forum as a registered nurse, RN, and or nurse, so long as your RN license remains revoked. Be advised that the board will forward this complaint to the Office of the Attorney General for a review for a potential criminal prosecution. Sincerely, Joey Ridenour, RN, MN, FAAN, Executive Directive. Are you fucking kidding me? Your license is suspended and you have to be told stop representing yourself as a nurse. But you're doing this for the patients, right? You're all about patient advocacy. It's just about the patients. No, ma'am. You're trying to find your 15 minutes of fame. So, I hope you're happy with the 60 minutes of fame that I gave you. You're a star now, Ms. Trujillo. Live it up. I just have to be honest. Now I can be honest. This story upset me. Once I found out everything that I found out, this story upset me. Because, and I'll just say it like this. If somebody would have interrupted those bullshit God complex doctors that I had, then I would still have my left fucking eye right now. Okay? So when I hear about a medical personnel person going above and beyond the scope of their job, yeah, that bothers me all to be damned. I don't give a good, boy, I don't care if you are a nurse. I don't care if you are a doctor. I don't care if you are a damn janitor in a hospital. You have a job in a hospital, you go above and beyond. And when I mean you go above and beyond, you go above and beyond to make sure you stay within the scope of your license. You don't have a God complex. I would still have my vision today if I didn't have to deal with doctors that had God complexes. Now, okay. Somebody can say, yeah, but J. Lewis, didn't that kind of work out for you? So the fuck what? So what? The only thing my eye did for me was make people recognize me a lot quicker than they would have if I wouldn't have had been wearing an eye patch. But I guarantee you, excuse me for saying that, I guarantee you, I did not get put on one film. I did not get put on one television show, and I for damn sure didn't get this radio show because I wear an eye patch. I work on films because I'm good at what I do. Call me cocky if you want to. I got the role of Forrester Marcus on Heartbeat because I'm good at what I do. And I'm on this radio still talking because I'm good at what I do. So to say that me losing my eye was something good that happened, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't at all. If I had the opportunity to get my left eye back, best believe I would give back any and everything that I've gotten ever since then. Why? Because I know I'm good enough to get it with two fucking eyes. That's why. I don't need a fucking eye patch to make it in this business. All I need to do is stay J. Lewis fucking Mills. And that's what I plan on doing. But when I see somebody in the medical industry that goes above what they need to do, what they're supposed to be doing, I'm going to try my best to cut you off at the knees. Because if somebody would have stopped those doctors, I still have my vision. Now, no, I'm not trying to paint the picture that Ms. Trujillo put this patient in harm's way. That's not what I'm saying. But I don't need to say that. All I need to say is Ms. Trujillo wrote two orders that she wasn't supposed to, one fraudulently using a doctor's name. I shouldn't say fraudulently. She used the doctor's name without verbal or written permission from the physician to use that physician's name. And she kept talking about the case, which I absolutely understand because she wouldn't shut up about me. But that's not why she lost her license. She lost her license because she tried to buck the system. Ms. Trujillo had every opportunity to get her license back. And she chose to not go to the psychotherapy classes, make every excuse she could. She chose not to go to the ethics classes, make every excuse she could. And she chose to continue. It was almost like, and the only reason I say this is because this woman would leave meetings with people dealing with this and go and write on her blog. So if you cannot come to the conclusion that this woman was just thumbing her nose to the governing board, they're telling you, stop writing about this. And you keep doing it. So somebody in this circle, little circle, of Amanda Trujillo need to sit down and ask her. Number one, because she wouldn't come on the show and answer my questions. So maybe somebody that's close to her can ask her. Number one, why did you sign the consent agreement? Actually, number one, why did you write an order knowing you couldn't do it? Number two, why did you write another order using a doctor's name? Number three, why did you feel it was necessary to go on your blog talking about your patient? But if you don't want to ask those questions, then somebody needs to ask Ms. Trujillo the question, why did you sign the consent agreement if you weren't going to comply? Why would you tell the Arizona Board of Nursing you didn't go to psychotherapy because you can't afford it? You didn't go to ethics classes because you can't afford it, but you get on your social media saying, I've said this once and I'll say it again till the day I die and I will not waver from it. I did not do anything wrong with that patient. Why weren't you Billy Badass to sit in front of the Arizona Board of Nursing and say that to them? Why weren't you Billy Badass to say, you know what? Damn this. do whatever you want to do. I'm going to get my legal counsel, and we're just going to have a battle about this because I didn't do anything wrong. If you didn't do anything wrong. So, I mean, I've gone over my time, but, you know, that kind of happens sometimes. So I apologize. But at the same time, no, I don't. I don't apologize for a damn thing. I needed to say what I said. Matter of fact, I got a whole hell of a lot more to say. But I know that I'm over my time, so there's not really too much more time that I have. So I will just say this. I am going to, like I said, I am going to scan every page of this report that I got from the Arizona Board of Nursing, and I'm going to put it up on my show page. And I still don't know yet if I'm going to post the conversation. I probably should post the conversation that I had with Ms. Trujillo just so that you can see the pattern, just so that you can understand. The Arizona Board of Nursing had no choice because this woman will not stop talking. I will say it one more time, and I'll say it directly to Amanda because for the third time, I really think she's listening. All you had to do was take your classes and shut the fuck up. That's it. Plain and simple. And that was too hard for you to do. It was too hard for you to shut up about me because you wanted to try and deter people. Look, what you did is no different than what happened back in the day with that book, Uncle Tom's Cabin. Y'all know that book, Uncle Tom's Cabin? The one that was a bestseller, but it didn't become a bestseller until it was against the law to read it. And then it became a bestseller. I think I have that right. I swear to God, I hope I have that right. Yeah, I got that right. Yeah. This is the same thing. You want to get on your social media talking about me in this show? Do you really think people are not going to say, wow, what the fuck is he going to say? Maybe we should listen and see. I don't know. That's what I have for you, people. That's everything I have. I read the cease and desist letter. I had an industry professional. I gave my commentary. Do you need anything else? Is there any more you need? If there is, once again, my email address is jlewis.mills@outlook.com. jlouis.mills@outlook.com. If you're for or against, I don't care. I still want to hear from you. If you know me personally, send me a message on Facebook. Send me a private message. If you heard the show, well, clearly if you heard the show. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not, I am absolutely not trying to be some kind of a bully. But you conduct yourself in this way, somebody has to put you on a level. It's a good thing it was Jay Lewis. All right, like I said, I'm over my time. Thank you all very much for listening. Seems like we had a pretty good crew listening tonight. So thank you, thank you, thank you very kindly. I appreciate and love you all. Until next week, people, just keep in mind, you know, at work, in our personal lives, we have to be accountable for what we do and what we say. If we have a job where we have a specific license, we can't go outside of it. This is a clear example of what happens when you think you are bigger and better than the governing body. Have a good night, people. J. Lewis Mills, I'm out.
Are you inspired? Can I inspire you more? Come join me every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Station 2 here at BBS Radio. Let's get inspired together. Come join me. You'll be glad you did.